T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The MTA needs money. The agency also says it needs more police officers, but which is more important depends on who you ask. This weekend, close to 100 groups wrote a letter to the governor's office asking he reconsider giving the MTA cash for those 500 new officers they had planned. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian has the story.
The plan is to boost police ranks by 65% with the addition of 500 more MTA police officers. This all comes as the MTA is seeing its lowest rates of felonies in its history. Governor Andrew Cuomo and MTA officials applaud the idea, while organizations like the Citizen Budget Commission are one of 80 writing to the governor's office opposing the idea. These organizations suggest that the MTA fix its financial deficit before making the investment. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Another hero has died from a 9/11 related cancer. Retired NYPD Deputy Chief Vincent DiMarino. He was 61, passed away on Friday. He raced to Ground Zero after the attacks, his wife telling the Daily News he wasn't diagnosed with cancer until just last year. They had actually met at a park near the World Trade Center before the attacks, well before the attacks. DiMarino was assigned to the Bronx Narcotics Unit on 9/11. His wife says he was there after the first tower got hit. He retired in 2008. A wake is set for DiMarino tomorrow and Tuesday in Rockville Center. His funeral will be held on Wednesday. Survivor advocates say the fallen chief is one of 5 first responders who died of 9/11-related illnesses this past week. Amazon says it'll expand its footprint in Manhattan by adding office space at Navy Yards, creating an extra 1,500 jobs in the process, all without the help of tax incentives. That has reignited the debate over the now dead plans for HQ2.
No apology coming from Governor Andrew Cuomo.
This is nothing like what they were going to do, right?
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on Twitter that she was waiting for haters to apologize after she and others like State Senator Michael Gianaris fought the $3 billion in tax breaks Cuomo wanted to bring Amazon to Queens.
They're bringing now all these jobs here that that were promised, except they're not getting public subsidies and public tax dollars to do it.
Cuomo says you can't compare the two. Amazon was going to bring 25,000 jobs to Queens. Now it says it will bring 1,500 to Manhattan.
This is nothing like the opportunity that we lost.
Amazon says it will develop new space at Hudson Yards. With the governor at Javits Center, Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Two drunk women fell onto the tracks in Brooklyn early this morning just as an A train was leaving. Police say a 30-year-old was killed. The other woman, a 24-year-old, broke her arm and was rushed to the hospital. This happened at the Broadway Junction station. Subway service was delayed for a bit. It's back on track and on schedule as of now. Meteorologist Bill Dager, another nice day, not as cold as yesterday.
Yeah, not as cold as yesterday, Kevin. That is later on today. Right now, it's quite cold out there. Temperatures in the teens and 20s. Pack on the layers as you step out. But later on, we're in the 40s at least. 44 with sunshine mixing with a few clouds and less wind than we saw yesterday as well. Tonight, increasing clouds. Some rain moves in late, low 40. Then it'll be a couple of soggy days to start out the new work week. Tomorrow and Tuesday, cloudy and milder with rain at times. High 56 tomorrow, 62 on Tuesday. But that it all comes crashing down Tuesday night. Cold front moves through. The rain may end as a little snow late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning. Later Wednesday, much colder, windy, clouds break for sun, a high near 40, then only 33 for a high on Thursday despite plenty of sunshine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.